Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Thursday, August 26th, 2010 here, and we're twiddling our dials and trying to get all of our levels to line up and normalize. What do you mean normal? On this show, normal? Are you out of your mind? I don't think so. Anyway, it is Thursday, as I said, August 26th, 2010. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. I think that's Manny in the control room. I forgot to ask before we went on the air. So, Manny, if that's you, thank you for your work in the... Yeah, it's him. Okay, there's Manny in the control room. If it's somebody else, I apologize for messing up your name. Alrighty, obviously the economy continues to be a dominant issue for all of us. Interestingly enough, the Dow is kind of percolating along. You can just so almost looking at the chart, you can see this fight between the law of gravity and the politically influenced traders who are just trying to, any way they can, keep it in that 10,000 mark, and it's going to be a race down to the wire to see where that winds up. Everybody's kind of sort of marking time until tomorrow when helicopter Ben Bernanke is going to come out and basically say something along the lines of, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own, thank you and good night, or words to that effect. We don't really know. But the last couple of times the Federal Reserve has come out and made any kind of statements, people end up saying, did they actually say anything of any substance? Do they know what they're doing? Are they able to fix it? And the bottom line is, remember, the Federal Reserve, it's just another bank. It's a big bank, but it's a private bank. It's no more federal than Federal Express, or apparently there's a federal pizza out there as well that somebody wrote in and told me about here. Now, meanwhile, as you know, not too long ago, there was a court decision ordering the release of Federal Reserve documents identifying all the banks that would have failed had they not been given taxpayer-funded bailouts. And the Federal Reserve Board is seeking a delay while they consider an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Now, at this point, what is in those documents is almost becoming irrelevant. The fight that the Federal Reserve is putting out there is basically saying we've got something to hide. And I think that is probably going to have a very cooling effect on the market as well. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. Meanwhile, we're starting to get more and more reports that inside the Federal Reserve itself, they're literally getting into this very contentious issue. Nobody has a clear idea of how to fix this thing. And we're hearing words like brawling. Now, I don't believe the Federal Reserve board members are actually resorting to fisticuffs, but apparently there is a tremendous amount of discord and disagreement within the Federal Reserve on how to try and deal with the situation. And of course, all of this comes back to all of the ties to various political entities or political individuals and candidates and parties who are looking at the November elections, and they're beginning to really sweat bullets about that. Now, yet one more wrinkle in the prospects for a smooth election in November is coming from Ron Paul. Now, for those of you just joining me, I'm a big Ron Paul supporter. Back during the 2008 election, I only switched to Obama at the last second when it was very obvious that Ron Paul was not going to be allowed to play in the sandbox. When we saw the voting fraud going on in the primaries, when we saw the media just overtly saying, no, 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 you're not allowed to play. You know, the American people only get to take their pick of these candidates. And somebody like you, who wants to work for the American public, we can't let you in here. Heaven forbid a people's candidate actually got onto the ticket here. But I'm a great admirer of the man, not so much of the son. But Ron Paul is now calling for an audit of the U.S. gold reserves. Now, yes, the Federal Reserve note is based on nothing but absolute air. But banks still carry out their interbank transfers in gold. They settle their accounts in gold. And, of course, gold is still required for transactions between governments overseas to end. Basically, the gold that we have is collateral for a lot of the loans. And now there's doubt if it's really all there. When we come back from these words from our sponsors, I'll get into that a little bit more detail and why this could be a major scandal. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Ron Paul's call for an audit of U.S. gold reserves. And the reason this is important is because back in October of 2009, there was a scandal where gold bars that were working through the various gold brokerages of Europe and various international banks bearing the stamp marks from Fort Knox were found to be fakes. They were actually made out of tungsten, which is very, very close to gold in terms of its density and mass, although obviously much harder. And these tungsten bars were then covered in a very thin layer of gold and made to look exactly like the real gold bars in Fort Knox. And this story kind of came and went. It was definitely all over the media in the rest of the world. It was hardly mentioned in the United States. I think CNBC covered it briefly to sort of poo-poo and ridicule the whole thing. Now, what may be going on is, back in the 1960s, the Federal Reserve, right after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, our silver coinage was removed from circulation and replaced with these clad slugs we're using today that are pretty much worthless. It took control of the value of the money out of the hands of the people, and it put it in the hands of the Federal Reserve. And the theory was that as long as people believed that these coins were still worth 5 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents, what have you, that that everything would go on working. And actually, for a while, it did. But the bottom line is, these little tokens of value were not really worth their face value anymore. They were symbolic only. Well, what may have happened as our economy got into some serious problems, or somebody decided they just wanted to have the gold, is they decided we can do the same thing down at Fort Knox. We can make up clad gold bars and make them look just like the real ones, and as long as people continue to believe, everything will be just fine. Because after all, you know, you don't actually take apart your coins in your change, and, you know, you don't actually take apart a gold bullion bar that is going around for investment purposes. Actually, however, somebody in Europe was doing a check assay on the bars, which involves basically drilling into the bar and taking a very, very tiny sample of the gold and making sure that it really is 24 karat gold, because fraud is not uncommon in the world's bullion markets. They don't want you to know that, but it isn't. And the assayer in Europe drilled into one of these Fort Knox bars and hit tungsten, broke his drill bit. And it was a big, huge scandal, and a couple of other people, there were even some videos on YouTube where some of these gold experts in Europe were showing these bars cut in half with the tungsten inside. And so here's the reality. You know, if the gold bars that are in Fort Knox are fakes, you know, if a quarter of them are fake or half of them are fake or even worse, almost all of them are fake, there are two questions there. I mean, first of all, where did all that money go? Where did all that gold go? Is the entire U.S. economy based on a fraudulent claim to the possession of real, tangible wealth that simply doesn't exist? I mean, there have been a lot of scandals of gold trading, because when you go out and you invest in gold and you don't actually want to have physical possession of the metal in your home because of thieves and burglary, which is running rampant now as police departments have to cut back their officers because of the budgets, you get a paper certificate. But that paper certificate for your gold is really no more legit than the Federal Reserve note. And there have been several scandals where gold brokerages are selling more of the certificates than they actually have gold on hand for, basically running a reserve system of banking on the theory that people aren't going to all come in at the same time and trade their certificates in for the actual physical gold. Frankly, if I were you, I would do that immediately. If you are holding a gold certificate of deposit, go in, get the gold yourself. Hide it under your mattress, hide it in your backyard, get a safety deposit box, although in a declared economic emergency, the government has already said it's legal for them to go in and take any valuables from safety deposit boxes as well. So I don't know about that. But the bottom line is, Ron Paul is correct to ask for an audit of the U.S. gold reserves, because that gold, the wealth of that gold, is what the entire U.S. economy, in theory, rests on. And we need to know if somebody has, I mean, you know, right out of James Bond, somebody has ripped off Fort Knox. And it's probably somebody inside the government in a position to actually do so. Probably, in fact, I'm going to go out here and speculate a little bit, and I'm going to say this is, in fact, speculation. But gold bullion is routinely being transferred from Fort Knox to the various Federal Reserve centers, especially the one in New York. Well, there's an ideal opportunity for somebody to be doing some swapping. And we got to find out. Now, I did put up the article about the fake gold bars at whatreallyhappened.com. I'm going to put up some more of those same articles. But all you need to do is do fake gold bars, Fort Knox, into any search engine. I recommend Bing or start page, and you will find this was big news all over the rest of the world. You weren't told. You're being told about Lindsay Lohan is getting into and out of rehab again. Doesn't that make you feel like you're fully informed here? So good for Ron Paul. I don't think it's going to happen, because if the people are behind the fraud with the gold bars that I think are there, they're never going to allow it. Remember when Ron Paul just wanted an audit of the Federal Reserve to find out who was getting all the bailout money? And that was basically voted out of existence. So, anyway, moving right along here, interesting little video on that I put up on YouTube, where over in Lakeland, at a CVS pharmacy store, the security cameras caught a group of women coming in to basically shoplift, and apparently they were shoplifting baby supplies and formula and diapers and things like that. The police, even the store owners and the newscaster were saying, well, you know, in this economy, you know, mothers are going to be mothers, and they got to have the stuff to take care of their kids and everything. But the police are saying, well, you know, the law is the law, and stealing things are wrong. And yes, it is. But one thing I admire about the majesty of the law in the United States is that the rich as well as the poor are equally forbidden to beg in the streets and sleep under the bridges. And the bottom line here is that we're going to start seeing more of this, especially as it becomes common knowledge that police departments across the country are letting police officers go. They're putting their focus. I mean, here in Hawaii, the focus is almost entirely on writing traffic tickets because they generate revenue. We had the story where up in Oakland, where a whole list of crimes, they're not even going to send a police officer out there. Just log in onto their website, fill out a report. They'll send you back a receipt to go to your insurance company and let the insurance company pay for whatever was broken or damaged or stolen or what have you. And more cities are going that route. We're going back into the same reality during the last Great Depression. We're going to see Bonnie and Clyde come back and the Dalton boys and the, you know, and the James gang just running around robbing and looting because there are no police departments with the funding to stop them any longer. And as the economy continues to get worse, I'm still frankly surprised that we're not seeing thousands and thousands of homeless just converge on a shopping mall, you know, grab what they need and then vanish back into the hills and stuff. I mean, we've got areas here in Hawaii up by the Halemanu area where the homeless are camped out, and it's so scary and dangerous, city workers won't go up there. And so, you know, it's a real, real serious situation here. All right, moving on to other serious situation. You may or may not have heard the recall of eggs for salmonella has expanded. More brand names are now brought into this recall. They are everywhere, and you do need to be checking about what's going on. Now, we're seeing on the media a lot of this. You can relax. You can go to your favorite market and buy the eggs and everything, but this is like the same stuff we've been seeing about the Gulf oil spill. Yes, you can play on the buy the product. Spend your money. That's all that really matters is getting the money out of you. But you need to go to the list, and we have the list posted, Egg Recall Expands, at whatreallyhappened.com. Click on that, and you will get the current and continually updating list of brands that are caught in this thing. Now, here's where it gets really, really kind of sick. They don't have these kind of problems in Europe. And the reason they don't is because European farmers, British farmers especially, are required to vaccinate their chickens against salmonella because about 10 years ago, they had a big salmonella outbreak there, and a lot of people got sick, and there thousands of people were made sick. So Britain began vaccinating their chickens, and they don't have this problem anymore. When the FDA created their new egg safety rules that went into effect last month, they decided that they didn't want to burden the chicken farmers of America with the cost of vaccinating the chickens. And here we are a month later with a major salmonella outbreak. And by the way, the cost of eggs have practically doubled because of the scarcity of finding ones that are not infected. And this is another classic case. We pay all this money to the government for these so-called regulatory agencies who turn around and then do what corporations want. And we, the American people, pay the price, whether it's FDA and we're not going to bother vaccinating the chickens against salmonella, or the SEC and, well, you know, Bernie Madoff's such a great guy, we're going to stay in our office and surf internet porn, or the Bureau of Mine Safety, or the Minerals Management Service down in the Gulf of Mexico, or NOAA, or any of these other so-called federal agencies that do nothing more than absorb tax dollars and basically promote whatever the official government policy about reality is going to be. Sure, you can swim in the Gulf water. Sure, you can eat the eggs. Sure, it's all safe for you to go out there. Just remember to vote for the incumbents come December. So if you are living in, if you are fortunate enough to be living in a part of the country where you are near farmland, you might want to start cultivating some personal relationships with farmers and food providers, so that you get to know them and you have a little bit more confidence in your supply of food. Because if it's coming in a supermarket trailer, you can't trust it. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching the stock market, and sure enough, we're just getting close to that closing bell, and now comes a huge upward shove and get it back up over 10,000. That's the magic number. As long as it's over 10,000, Obama can go around saying, the economy's fine. Look at the stock market, you know? I mean, the fact that you're losing your house and business, that doesn't mean anything at all, you know? Speaking of Obama, do you remember a couple of weeks ago he did that little lame PR stunt down in the Gulf where he ate a fish taco that we were assured came from a fish that was really in the Gulf of Mexico? And then he went for a swim with his daughter that nobody was allowed to witness because he's shy about his chest hair, supposedly. And it turned out it wasn't even in the Gulf. May have been in a pool. Well, as soon as that picture was taken, Obama and the kiddies ski-daddled out of there because they're actually on vacation up at Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. Okay, we got the photo up. Let's get away from here before we breathe this horrible, horrible stuff. More and more stories coming out. People are going out and discovering for themselves what's going on. We're seeing way more dispersant than ever before. Large, thick oil plumes, freshly sprayed. The Corexit has not even dissolved. It's still being found in powdered form. Okay, so now British Petroleum has done a little bit of a backpedal because they have been saying for weeks now, we're not using any dispersants. We know it's toxic. We've stopped using it because we know it's so dangerous. Now they've backed up and said, well, we ourselves aren't, but we can't really say for sure for anybody else who's out there. We have a lot of contractors, and we told them, don't let us catch you using that dispersant out there. And I guess BP hasn't caught them using the dispersants out there, but the dispersant is showing up. And it's obvious that somebody has it out there, and we have more and more of these scientists going out and finding the stuff and saying, yeah, it's still there. There are several videos from one of the local TV stations down there that have made this a crusade to go out and get water samples and have them tested at a lab. And sure enough, they're loaded with oil, distillates, and the chemicals from the dispersants. It's still there. And kids are playing in this stuff. They're swimming in it. Everybody's sort of politely agreeing, well, we're going to pretend that we don't see the tar balls, but it's not the tar balls that are the problem, because you can see them. It's the stuff you don't see that is the most toxic, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Those are carcinogenic, mutagenic. It's horrible, horrible stuff. As we reported yesterday, there have been follow-up medical studies on cleanup workers from an oil spill in 2002. And they're showing clear evidence of chromosomal damage, which is what triggers cancerous, growths in your body. Now, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is finally admitting that, yeah, there's still oil on the beaches about 14 inches down under the sand, which we've been telling you for weeks, because some courageous citizens media person went down to the beach at night with a camcorder and caught British Petroleum workers with trucks of sand just covering over the oil. They didn't clean it up. They just put new sand down there and said, okay, problem's fixed. It looks great. And they laid down about a foot of sand. But if you dig down further than that sand, that new sand, you get into the original oil. It's still there. It's still leaching out into the water, leaching into the groundwater, leaching into the food chain. Now, we've kind of dodged a bullet with this hurricane that's out over the Atlantic. It's turning north. It looks like it's going to pretty much miss the Atlantic seaboard. But if we get another Katrina-like hurricane that goes right across that panhandle and across the Gulf States, it's going to rip up those beaches, and all that oil will be out there again because they didn't clean it up. They just covered it over. All righty. Now, turning to... Oh, we got a caller on the line. We're going to go to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. You know, the oil spill, the dispersants. I did some research on that. Boy, that is some nasty stuff, huh?
Yes.
But, you know... When you talk about the children playing in it and swimming in it and all that, we have to understand children are not necessarily the most intelligent critters running around. But
well,
the parents,
it's not up to them. It's the parents, yeah.
I have one word for the parents. Stupid! Get your children out of the water!
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you. But, you know, the parents, they watch the TV sets, and the TV set says, it's okay. And the parents say, okay, the TV said it's okay. The TV wouldn't lie to me. And they go on down there with their kids, and they're spending their tourism dollars, and, you know, they're going out there. You know, hey, if the president went swimming on it, it's got to be safe.
But the president didn't go swimming in the Gulf. He went in a private little bay with clean water.
Yes, he did. And we all know that in the citizens' media. But, you know, that was not, you know, that was actually, it was mentioned on some of the corporate media, but they kind of buried that part of it. I mean, it's all over Europe. I mean, the European papers said it's an obvious fraud. It's an obvious hoax over there. And, you know, as this stuff, we already know it's out in the Atlantic seaboard. We're hearing these reports about all these fish kills all the way up into Massachusetts and Maine now. We don't know what's happening up in Canada, what's being reported there. They're starting to see some very strange biological effects all the way over to Ireland. This stuff is going to get into the fishing grounds of Europe, and that's when it's going to really start coming apart. But, of course, from Barack Obama's point of view, he just needs to keep the cover on it until after the November election. Lee, thanks an awful lot for the call. We got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about, well, I want to move on to this story. As you know, WikiLeaks, a lot of people are kind of wondering what's going on over there where Julian Assange is getting all this press coverage. We know that his leak of Afghanistan documents caused a lot of people to question what's going on here, because they refer to Osama bin Laden still being alive, and the preponderance of evidence is that he died very late in 2001 of natural causes. He'd actually been in the American hospital in Dubai in July of 2001, where he was visited by the CIA, who I presumably took him chocolates and flowers. They didn't arrest him, that's for sure. So anyway, Julian Assange has also been dissing the 9/11 truth movement, which is going to become more and more of an issue here as we get closer to that anniversary. But WikiLeaks today, possibly to bolster its sagging credibility, leaked a document supposedly from the Central Intelligence Agency that was a policy study on what would happen if foreign countries began to view the United States as an exporter of terrorism. And it's an interesting document, and we do have it linked to whatreallyhappened.com, because it basically goes through a list of incidents in which American assets have been taking part in these terror operations in other countries. Now, we know that Israel tends to take part in a lot of these, and as a matter of fact, this report makes a specific mention of Israeli agents operating, as false flag terrorists in other countries. And apparently because of the citizens' media and the internet, the Central Intelligence Agency is starting to worry that the false image of democracy and Bill of Rights that the United States government's been putting out for all these years is in danger of suffering damage to its brand, much as Israel's brand, if you will, has been crumbling ever since Cass led and the attack on the aid flotilla. Not that it was doing all that great after the USS Liberty. So it's an interesting report, and we need very much to look at that. And the reason I put it up there is because back in 1993, long before airplanes crashed into the World Trade Towers, there was another attack on the World Trade Towers. It was a van full of explosives, was driven into the garage, and it was parked in the wrong place. If it had been parked next to a key load-bearing member, one of the towers would have come down from the bomb. It was a huge explosion. But whoever was driving it put it in the wrong place. The bomb went off, caused a lot of damage. Towers remained standing. It later came out, reported in the New York Times, that the FBI had allowed the bombing to happen. They had an asset inside this so-called terrorist group. And this asset had said, do you want me to substitute a fake non-explosive powder for the real explosive? And the FBI said, no. Use the real explosive. Go ahead and build the real bomb. Boom. Now, the reason I mention all of this stuff is because now we're hearing in this trial of these suspects in this Bronx synagogue bomb plot, we're finding out that the informant who basically walked into the mosque and actively recruited people to help him in a bomb plot against synagogues was being paid by the FBI, $97,000. And this guy provided the suspects with the fake bombs. This is entrapment. This is manufacturing the enemies that we're all supposed to be afraid of in the media. The FBI hired this guy and said, here's $97,000. Go into the mosque, get some guys, talk them into helping you bomb some synagogues, give them the fake bombs, we'll arrest them, it'll make wonderful headlines. Remember the Senate report that got declassified a week ago, where Israel is paying millions and millions and millions of dollars to make sure the American media, and presumably now portions of the citizens' media, to report the news in a pro-Israel fashion? Well, now we have the U.S. government itself basically paying informants to set up patsies to be the villains in the newspaper coverage. Oh, look, we got a bunch of terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And they didn't really do anything except stand there and say, yeah, okay, great, you're going to bomb a synagogue. Aha, you're under arrest. You're a terrorist. There's another story, closely allied to that one, called Mossad in America. Now, for those of you just getting up to speed here, in the weeks before 9/11, the FBI had stumbled on the largest foreign spy ring operating in America in U.S. history, being run by Israel. And they stumbled over it because drug enforcement agents and police were finding all of their drug interdiction efforts for Israeli drug smugglers completely blocked. You know, the Israeli drug smugglers were finding out ahead of time where the raids were going to happen, who was a suspect, who was, you know, what was going on. And they came to understand there were a couple of companies that were owned by Israelis, and in one case partly funded by the Israeli government, that were basically plugged into the telecommunication systems of the United States of America. One of them was called Amdocs, that did billing services for every phone company in America, and they couldn't actually listen to your phone calls, but they knew who was talking to who, which is an intelligence resource of tremendous value. It's called, traffic analysis. You can learn a lot about what people are doing by who they're talking to. You know, are you calling the flower shop or are you calling the local porn shop? Tells a very great deal about the person making the phone calls, the context. The other company was called Converse Infosys. I believe they've changed their name. And you need to be careful because there are actually two. There's the Israeli one and there's the European one. The European one was not caught in this scandal, to the best of my understanding. But Comverse Infosys was the company that the U.S. government paid your tax dollars to install automated phone tapping equipment in all of the telephone systems everywhere in the United States of America. Remember the old days when the FBI would have to go out with alligator clips and wires and actually clip onto the phone lines to listen to a phone call? Doesn't work that way anymore. The FBI can sit in their little offices in any of their regional areas and they can just type into a computer what phone line they want to listen to and they will be able to listen to it automatically. It became obvious that this Israeli company had left a backdoor into this system so that Israeli intelligence agents and presumably friends of the Israeli drug smugglers were tapping into all of the phone communications for all the police departments, even their pager messages, and finding out what was going on. And this blew the lid off this huge spy ring. Well, the FBI was about halfway through rounding up this spy ring when 9/11 actually happened. And remember, the only people actually arrested near the World Trade Towers on 9/11 itself all turned out to be Israelis. Three of them were Mossad agents. And all of these Israeli spies were just quickly bundled off back to Israel. You know, except for Jonathan Pollard, who's like the poster child for Israeli spying, Israeli spies get a free walk. I mean, look when AIPAC was caught with their little spies that had been feeding false information into the Pentagon. Those guys got to take a walk. Their American counterpart got 12 years. But Rosen and the other guy, I forget his name, they, you know, the Department of Justice set up the case so that it couldn't possibly win. So there's this other article saying Mossad in America, and I want to read you a direct quote from it. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. FBI sources indicate that the increase in Mossad activity is a major problem, particularly when Israelis are posing as U.S. government officials. But they also know there is little they can do to stop it, as the Justice Department refuses to initiate any punitive action or prosecutions of the Mossad officers who've been identified as involved in the illegal activity. The U.S. government is refusing to investigate and prosecute spies from a foreign nation. Now, just for a minute, imagine we're back in the 1950s and 1960s. If the Soviet Union, if Russians had been posing as U.S. officials inside the government, what do you think would have been the response of the FBI and the Justice Department? And yet, because it's Israel, oh, well, that makes it okay. I have a story on this next break. I got to put it up. I should have put it up earlier. And it's basically called the AIPAC spy scandal, the mother of all scandals. And basically, it goes back to this whole AIPAC situation where the FBI knew that AIPAC was spying on America for Israel. And during that 2 years' time, and to this very day, American congressional presidential candidates continue to accept money from this spy ring. And again, back in the 1950s and 1960s, if there'd been a Russian advocacy group, the Soviet Friends of America or whatever, any candidate taking money from them would have been guaranteed kicked out of office the next election. His opponents would have said, this guy is taking money from the commies. And yet today, both sides, sadly, of every election are taking money from a known spy organization working for a foreign power. I mean, you stop and think about that a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to put up this article about the AIPAC spy scandal because in it is a list of many of the incidents over the last couple of decades where U.S. government officials are openly caught spying for Israel, giving them classified information. And with the exception of a Jonathan Pollard, whose crime was too big to ignore, they get a free pass. This is why we get upset about the dual nationals inside our government. No man can serve two masters. No government can serve two masters. And we have all of these officials and politicians running around screaming about how important it is to take care of Israel, and then we wonder why the United States is being allowed to basically rot before our very eyes. And it's up to we, the people, to do something about this. If we want our own country back, we've got to get these friends of Israel out of our political system. And that's why this election cycle, I'm not backing any candidates, I'm not backing any parties, I'm not backing any measures. I have one and only one message. No government can serve two masters. And a friend of Israel cannot be a friend of America, not after the flotilla and the attack on a U.S. flagged ship in international waters, the capturing of American prisoners, the killing, the murder of a U.S. citizen, 19-year-old kid born in New York, carrying a U.S. passport, shot to death on the deck of the aid ship in international waters by Israeli forces. If you support that and defend that, you're not a patriot. You're not an American. I got a nasty letter the other day saying, well, you've got to do this and that for Israel. You're being an anti-Semite again. No, I'm not. Putting America before Israel does not make me an anti-Semite. It makes me a patriot. And patriots are what we need in this country right now. And there's nothing new there. George Washington said it in his farewell address. When he got out of the presidency and turned it over to John Adams and said, I'm probably a lot happier than you are. He said, beware foreign entanglements. The business of the United States government is the United States. Take a close look at all those candidates out there. Type their name into a search engine with the word Israel, because a lot of them are starting to keep two sets of campaign websites, two sets of campaign literature. One for the Israel vote, and the other for everybody else. And sometimes, you know, you go to their main site, there are no indications whatsoever about how they feel about Israel. But if you track their name down with Israel together with it, you'll probably find exactly how much of a supporter and backer they are. Go to the Washington Report on Mideast Affairs. There's a shortcut link at the upper right of my webpage, and you will see all the U.S. politicians who are accepting all of this money from pro-Israel advocacy groups, including AIPAC. Why are U.S. politicians taking money from foreign sources then to turn around and subvert this nation to those foreign to that foreign government's needs? I think the answer is pretty obvious. Israel's taking the money, your tax money that the Congress sends to Israel. They turn part of it right back around and donate to members of Congress. And as a result, I mean, it's a kickback scheme. That's what it is. It is a, so far, declared by fiat, legalized kickback scheme. And this is why we have Mossad spies running around the United States of America, apparently with impunity. And why the FBI is literally bribing people to set up Muslims as patsies in kangaroo court trials. It's all hoax and deception here. All right, we're coming to the top of the segment, and I've ranted about that enough here. A little story. As you know, Obama did his thing about combat operations are over, and we're bringing the troops home, and he brought home 7,000 troops to home, huzzah, huzzah, to media, promptly set in 7,000 private contractors. Now we're hearing that on Tuesday, soldiers started being deployed from the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment based in Fort Hood, Texas, going to Iraq. So they're already sending more troops, combat troops, back into Iraq. Don't call them transitional support personnel. This is an armored cavalry unit that is starting to send people back into Iraq. So the war over there isn't over. It's still an occupation. Obama's trying to rebrand it and relabel it in order to fool you into thinking that he's actually kept one of his campaign promises. And I'm sorry, but he hasn't. In fact, out of all of the campaign promises that Barack Obama has made, he has kept only one. He bought his kids a dog. Every other campaign promise he made, he has broken. In fact, I think I have one of his right here. The famous quote from the 2007 campaign.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
And, you know, that take that to the bank, I think that was Obama's equivalent of the read my lips from George Herbert Walker Bush. They always have these little catchphrases. You can take that to the bank. You can read my lips. You kiss my ballot box. And he didn't keep it. He campaigned on hope and change, and I don't care about hope. I don't want to hope for a better world. I want the better world now or you're fired. But he came in promising change, and he didn't change a thing. He kept right on going in the exact same direction as the preceding administration. A lot of people are calling Barack Obama George Bush Light. Obama is sending more troops into Yemen now. Little we're not supposed to notice that we have another little front in the war on whatever it is we're warring on this week over in Yemen. Troops in Somalia, drones in Pakistan, blew up another house full of women and children again. That's winning the hearts and minds. How many countries does the United States have to invade before it's a world war? I think we're getting close to there. Remember yesterday we were talking about how the freshman class in this regular civilian high school was automatically being enrolled in military training without the parents' permission. Yeah, we're gearing here for war. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of hour number one after these words from our sponsors. We got a caller waiting on the line. We'll go to you right after the commercials.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to talk to Bill in Idaho. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Thanks so very much. Excellent primer. Excellent discussion.
Thank
you. Hopefully sometime you get a chance to bring Road Warrior on, Road Warrior Radio. He's later on in the evening, same community. I hope that you've had an opportunity to either talk to him or listen to him. You guys are on the same wavelength. the military-industrial complex just didn't happen by accident, you know, but unfortunately so many people haven't really paid attention to the history nearly as closely as yourself. You can ask any 20%, 80% college population in this town, and they wouldn't know what you're talking about with 9/11-1, let alone dancing Hebrews. It is truly tragic how dumbed down and uninformed, but considering that it's by way of deception that they would do war, it is only by that miseducation and misguidance of our younger people and the educational event that they are being put through in either grade school, high school, or college and upper level training.
Well, you know, I mean, the way the schools are set up to teach history, it's actually almost designed to not allow people to see cause and effect, because, you know, I've been in the teaching system myself, and history tends to be taught, at least in American schools, I don't know about other countries, but in the American schools, it's always name, place, and date, name, place, and date. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and the kids walk out, and they think they know history, because they know 1492, Columbus came to America, great, that's it, you know, who's on American Idol tonight? And what they're not teaching in our schools until you get to the college level is why Columbus did it, how he got his funding, how the royal houses of Europe screwed him out of his, you know, his payment for services rendered, and that whole reason. Because, you know, history is not just a collection of individual events. It's this long intertwined dance continuum of cause and effect. And if you're not teaching people to see cause and effect in history, then they grow up not seeing cause and effect in current events. And that is a real major way of basically it's brainwashing, so that they cannot see what the reasons behind what is happening before them. And if they're not seeing it because they've not grown up knowing how to look for those causes and effects, then they're functionally blinded to a great deal of what politics really is.
If not illiterate, and considering who is in control of the media and what they sell for or misrepresent as education, it is not so surprising that we would be fighting and dealing with the great-grandchildren and, of course, necessarily the agents of influence within supposedly our government that we were fighting in World War I and World War II. And unfortunately, now they have the communication systems and can monitor, track, and thwart every effort.
Well, I would disagree with that, because the whole point of the citizens' media, we're going through another sociological evolution that is a match to what happened at the time of Gutenberg, when movable type printing made books affordable to everybody, pretty much. And people began to read and discover that, yeah, the guy in the funny robes at the front of the church was fibbing about certain things. And this ruler was fibbing about certain things. And basically, you know, we're at that same situation again. Sorry, got to let you go. Got to take a break. We'll be back with hour number two after these words from our sponsor.
With recent